And these citizens went back to Tucson, and it was a big celebration. And this coincided with President Grant was in office at the time. He was trying to implement a new Indian policy, and it was called the peace policy. So this incident was a huge embarrassment to the president's new peace policy, and he demanded that these people be tried in a court of law, or otherwise he would implement martial law here in Arizona. So these citizens were tried. I think the jury deliberated, you know, and acquitted them, and it was a big celebration. You know, these men went on to be prominent men in Arizona history. You know, William Ory, and there's Ory Park, and you know, I mean, it's so far gone, but like the truth of these stories is very important. You know, I think we need to know them, and we need to educate ourselves, so that we don't just take for granted that everything is the way it is. You know, there were many factors in creating this state. You know, and there's no wrong in understanding your true experience, because at least that can educate and inform the generations to come, so that hopefully these kinds of mistakes and atrocities are never repeated. You know, I think that's the value in learning them. Because a lot of people sometimes become defensive, uncomfortable when you start talking about these things, because they do contradict these very universal human ideals that we like to believe America represents. You know, America, freedom, democracy, all of that whole package. I mean, they are great ideals, and we do strive for them, but I think it's important to understand where we've come from, you know, what's happened, and why we are here today.
Well, I would hope they would make people uncomfortable. I would hope they would make people uncomfortable, for sure. Defensive is another thing. I mean, that doesn't advance anything, but discomfort, I think, would be a good outcome from mm-hmm. hearing a story like that.
Yeah, no, there's definitely room for doing it, and the reason for seeking out these histories and making an effort to tell these stories on film, you know, is not to create a polarity between, you know, us versus them. It really is an effort to educate, number one, our own communities about their experience, which has been, for the most part, really omitted and ignored when it comes to literature and academia on Apache peoples. Each Apache tribe here in Arizona has a very incredible story, and they all played kind of a different role in that tumultuous Apache campaign. So each one of those stories is definitely worthy, you know, of its own film, and not just Apache people, but you could tell the experience of the native people closest to here in Phoenix and Tucson, the Tonawatam people, the Yaqui people. You know, that they, during the time that this was going on in the 1800s, this also kind of represents an end for them, when their water and resources were being taken to make way for Phoenix and Tucson to thrive. And so you're dealing with also the end of a way of life for our desert people here. So this experience of trauma and pain and horror is it touches every Native community, and their stories are very important to them. And I think it is important that those young people who will be that next generation of leaders, they need to be informed by what their people have gone through, what their ancestors experienced and survived, just so that they could be here. Because so many people just take the present day for granted, and when it comes to Native people, to actually be descendants of people who survived, you know, a major effort to eradicate us from the face of the earth, you know, that's something that we can be proud of, that we are proud of. But also it's something that we need to remember, so that we don't take our present status for granted.